Hamas hostage's father hoping for a miracle his son is still alive. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 12, 2025. The father of Israeli-American hostage Itai Chen, who is among those who are believed to have been killed by Hamas on the October 7, 2023, attack on Israel, is hoping for a miracle that his son is still alive. During an interview with CNN's Becky Anderson, Ruby Chen said that, while the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, had said Itai, 19, who served as a soldier with the IDF, had been killed and had his body taken to Gaza, there was not physical evidence. The knowledge of the IDF that indeed he was killed, we do not have that physical evidence, Chen stated. That's missing. That leaves some sort of doubt that hopefully, even tomorrow, there might be some sort of surprise for us. A miracle. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak reported in March 2024 that David Mentzer, a spokesman for the Israeli government, had said that Israel had determined that Itai had in fact been killed. He noted that Israel had determined that American-Israeli soldier Sergeant Itai Chen, 19, who served in an armored brigade that engaged Hamas terrorists during the October 7 attack, had in fact been killed, with his body taken to Gaza. The Times of Israel noted that his family has refused to observe traditional Jewish mourning rituals until his body is returned. During the interview with CNN, Ruby Chen was also asked about the anticipated release of the 48 remaining hostages, 20 of whom are thought to still be alive. Ruby Chen explained that while he was excited for those that will be able to hug their loved ones, there was also anxiety that some of the 28 families will not be reunited with their loved ones. During an interview with NBC's Kristen Welker on Sunday morning, Vice President J.D. Vance said that he expected the remaining hostages held by Hamas would be free any moment now. He added that President Donald Trump is traveling to the Middle East and will greet the hostages on Monday.